后边能听见吗？
Yes, from that.
抱歉，因为我们是昨天晚上才决定这个敬拜，所以诗歌和一些经文我们没有把英文翻译过来。
Yeah, we have to apologize for the joint worship because Pastor was sick. So we don't have all the things translated in English, including the responsive reading. Sorry about that.
好，弟兄姊妹平安。
Okay. Good morning. Please be with you.
好，我们今天所分享的题目是尽心竭力传扬主名。
Yeah, today's sermon is called Give One's All to Proclaim the Name of the Lord.
当我们想到财富之后，
When we think about wealth,
我不知道你们脑子里边有什么样的画面。
what kind of pictures is in your mind about wealth?
这是我脑子里边第一出现的财富的感觉。
This is what I imagine when I say wealth means gold money.
除过金灿灿的黄金以外，还可能有其他的奇珍异宝。
Beside the gold, maybe other precious things that I think is important.
有一本著名的小说叫《基督山伯爵》。
There's a novel called The Count of Monte Cristo.
这是那个法国著名那个作家，他是作曲，作就是小说家，也是个戏剧家，大仲马所写的一本小说。
This book was written by a French author called Alexandre Dumas. He also wrote plays beside novels.
故事讲述的是一位年轻、正直、阳光、朝气、很有前途的年轻人。
In this book, the character is talking about a young man. His name is the Edmond Dantès.
他因为给那个当时这个流落在一个小岛上的那个拿破仑传递一封书信给另外一个人。
He was moved to an island to bring a letter from Napoleon.
因为当时那个拿破仑落魄，所以参与拿破仑有关的事情都会被定罪。
So, because at the time, at the wartime of Napoleon, he was defeated, so everybody involved will be persecuted.
因为他是受那个刚刚过世的船长的委托做这件事情。
He was assigned to do this task, bring the letter to the people.
那个信件的收信人就是一个法官的父亲。
The receiver of this letter is the judge.
所以当那个法官知道这封信要送给他父亲的时候，怕他父亲受到牵连，所以就把这个年轻人就判为有罪。
The letter was delivered to the father of the judge, so the judge know that it's bad for his father, so he arrest this man, put him in prison.
而这时候呢，他又刚刚被升为船长，因为就是老船长已故。
And this man, he was promoted as the captain of the ship.
所以受到当时那个副船长的嫉妒，还有他朋友的嫉妒。
So he was jealous by the second mate, the ship, the captain, the second captain.
所以这三个人合伙就把他送到监狱里边。
So these people don't like him, so they sent him to the jail, the prison.
他在一个小岛上监狱里边待了4年。
So he was in prison 4 years on this island.
有一天听到他这个浴室里边那个地板砖就轰隆隆就起来了。
And one day he heard that there's a noise from the floor of the prison.
探出一个人头来。
There's a man's head coming up from the floor of the prison.
把他那个吓个半死。
So he was so scared.
结果这个人是一个神父，他在另外一个监狱，在另外一个房间里边准备挖地道那个逃，就是越狱。
And that was the man that he was digging a tunnel from the other cell, trying to escape from the prison.
从此两人就共事。
So from that time, these two men lived together in the cells.
一同重新挖那个地道。
So they take the tunnel together, try to escape.
在这中间，这个神父呢，也教导他很多各方面的知识和做人的道理。
So that man is a priest. So they teach him a lot about life, about life.
这神父呢，因为在一个之前被诬陷，在一个很有钱的家里边做那个私人教师，
And this priest was put in prison because he was one point a teacher of a wealthy family.
这妇人呢有一个藏宝图，就盖到这个神父，所以神父一直带在身边。
And the wife of that wealthy family gave a treasure map to this priest, so he always keep the map.
神父有一个心愿，谁要帮助他，那这个财宝他会和他共享，或者是他要活着就会给这个人。So
the priest said, he promised that whoever helped me, I will give this treasure map to him.
有一天那个挖地道，他帮这个老神父就去世了。
One day when they dig in the wall, the priest passed away.
这个年轻人呢，就把他大师把这个老神父的尸体呢拖到他的这个房间里边，那他自己呢躺在那装尸袋里边。So
this man, he put the dead body in his cell, and then he put himself in the back so that when people move the dead body away, he can escape.
狱警就把他扔在大海里。So
they throw him through the dead body, means himself in the sea.
经过一番这个在海里边的这个。 挣扎游泳，最后就上岸了。During
some time in the water in the sea, he was struggling, and then he was safe on the shore.
费了一些周折，他把这个按照唐古涛的地图呢，他找遍这些财富了。And
because he has his treasure map, he found the treasure, a lot of money.
这财富是很多很多。A
lot of treasure that he found.
就像今天的 Apple 一样，富可敌国，就是他的财富比国家的还多。
Yeah, so his wealth is so much that's more than the nation.
因为这个财富是在这个基督山上山附近藏的这个小岛。
Because the treasure was buried in the mountain on Tiber.
所以他就有一个新的人，他叫基督山伯爵，当然伯爵是一个神父啊。
The book is called The Count of Monte Cristo.
所以展开了他的复仇计划。
So he planned the revenge.
他报恩之前，把他提为船长那个主人，之前的船长把他，之前那个船的主人把他提为船长，他报恩你这个人。But
he rewarded the person that promote him as a captain of ship.
把这三个人，一个是自杀了。But
the other three person. And they get bad consequences. One committed suicide.
一个是流浪了。
One was wandering.
一个是搞得家庭互相残杀。
And the third person, the home was destroyed, including each other.
如果这些复仇计划都是基于他有很多的财富。
Yeah, he can pay all this because he has a lot of money, so he can take the revenge.
因为他可以买通这个记者。
Because he can bribe the reporters.
买通各个实业家。 让其中一个人的生意破产。And
he can bribe all the merchants, destroy the business of the other person.
让那个法官在审判一个年轻人时候，这个年轻人就是这个法官的私生子。And
then the judge that he tried to revenge by one of the person persecuted was his son.
让那个法官当场无地自容。So
this son was accusing the judge is his father, so the judge was.
这是我们一个普通的人，当我们有了一定的能力以后。The
story is about this character. He's an ordinary man, but once he gets the power, the money,
要用他手中的财富做他想做的事情。So
when he gets the money, then he can do whatever he wants.
他过去感恩。In
the past, he gave thanks.
但更多的是报复。
In his life, he had more revenge, hatred.
那我们今天的经文也涉及到一种保障。Yeah,
this story is related to the sermon that the scriptures mentioned.
我们怎么样得到这种保障?
So how can we have assurance from our faith?
得到这种财富?
When we get the wealth.
我们又怎么样使用这样的保障?
How do we use the protection assurance that we receive?
我们经文是哥罗西书1章24节到2章5节。And
the scriptures come from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, 25, 24 to chapter 2.
我来念中文，我们的右手呢，我们看着屏幕啊。
You can follow the Bible verse on the screen.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我肉身上。 补满基督患难的缺陷, 道神为你们所赐我的职分做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝解个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦，照着他在我心里应用的大能尽心竭力。第二章，我愿意你们晓得，我为你们和老底家人，并一切没有与我亲自见面的人，是何等的尽心竭力，要叫你们的心得安慰，因爱心互相联络，以致分分足足在悟性中有充足的信心，使你们真知神的奥秘，就是基督所积蓄的一切智慧知识，都在他里面藏着。我说这话，免得有人用花言巧语迷惑你们。我甚至虽与你们相邻，心却与你们同在，见你们循规蹈矩，见基督的心也坚固，我就欢喜了。我们做祷告。
Let's pray together.
今天我们感谢你，让我们能够自由敬拜你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you because we can worship you freely.
让我们真知道基督就是我们的一切。
Because we know that Christ is all.
基督是我们的财富。
You are our wealth.
基督是我们的保障。
Christ is our protection.
他是唯一的救恩。
You are the only salvation.
唯一的生命。
You are the only life.
唯一的安慰。
You are the comforter.
唯一的救恩。
And also the only salvation.
让我们心存感恩，接纳基督所给我们的一切。
May we have the heart of thanksgiving to receive you.
让我们刚强壮胆。
So that we can stand firm,
尽心竭力传扬主基督。
So we can proclaim your names.
荣耀归给天上的父。
May the glory to our heavenly Father.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
And we pray this in your Son. Amen.
我们就稍微大概过一下我们这个哥罗西书的背景。
Let's revise what we have learned from the book of Colossians.
哥罗西是在西晋土耳其一个山谷的脚下。
If you look at the map, Colossians is in the valley of the present country, Turkey.
它和老底家还有那个希拉波里三个小城市靠得非常近。
There are three cities around there besides Colossians. There's Laodicea and Hierapolis, three cities.
因为他们靠近比较主要的公路，所以他们的经济、工业各方面都很发达。
Because there's a major highway through them, so the industrial and It's very prosperous.
这是谢晋那个山脚下，但这个城镇是一个，不是当时的哥罗西。
Yeah, you can see this is the valley, the city in the valley, but this is the current picture, not in the old days.
应该就在它附近。
Yeah, so the collection should be somewhere there.
那么这里边的那个住的人有当地人、希腊人、犹太人、罗马人。
The population there, they are the local people, the Greek, the Jews, and the Romans.
所以他们的各方面的文化呢，非常的丰富。
So they have different kind of cultures, civilization, their city.
各种思想交织在一起。
So all kinds of philosophy, thinking, happen in that city.
那么这些思想呢，对那个刚刚信主的基督徒也受很大的影响。
So because of this kind of philosophy, religions, there was an impact on the early Christian in that area.
那么这些比如说这边有犹太教的神秘主义。
So you look at it for religions, they have the Judaism, they talk about mysticism.
还有后来的诺斯底主义的这个雏形。
And also the second one is an incipient of the Gnosticism.
诺斯底主义最大特点就是把肉体和精神截然分开两个不同的层面。
Yeah, this philosophy, they separate the flesh and the spirit, separate different things.
还有一些当地的民间宗教，从异教。
Also other religions, think it's.
还有刚刚建立的基督教会，大概要3到5年的功夫。
Of course, the Christianity church was just built 3 to 5 years at the time.
那么在这时候，存在一些不正确的思潮在当地。
So at that time, because of the religion, they have this kind of preaching in the church.
那么最主要就是他们拒绝基督的充足。
The main thing they talk about Christ is not all, it's not sufficient.
认为基督很好，但是不是全部。
And they say Christ is good, but it's not all.
还有通过其他必须补充其他一些手段知识，才能够达到基督教所完全要求的。
So that means they need other requirements in order to accomplish God's request.
所以他们会执行各种各样的规条。
So they set up a lot of different kinds of rules and laws.
那么这个教会建立应该是在就是主后五六到五八年。
So the Church of Colossians was founded by Paul in the time of 56 to 58 AD.
保罗写书信应该在61年。
When Paul wrote these letters about AD 61.
所以它是一个很年轻的教会。
So this is a very young church.
信主不超过5年。
So the most church is about 5 years old, the church.
所以针对当时的这样一种混乱的现象。
So because of the preaching, during that time,
保罗教导当时的信徒，基督是充足的，基督是我们的主，我们的生命，我们的领袖。
So in the letter, Paul said thatJesus is the Lord, is their Lord, and He is our life, and He is our leaders.
所以我们今天呢，接着前面所分享的，看看保罗是怎么样在接纳了耶稣基督以后，他的一些言语行为作为我们的榜样。
So this morning we are trying to use Paul's preaching writing to share with us what should our faith to be.
保罗一开始的说。我为你们受苦，但是觉得非常欢喜。
So in the beginning he said, I suffer for you, but I feel joy.
因为我们知道保罗作为外邦人的使徒，他在现今的土耳其，就是当时的亚细亚，整个到一直到希腊半岛，传遍了福音。
You know that Paul at that time he was going a lot of places to preach the gospel to set up churches.
在哥林多后书里边11章这边记录很多就是保罗所受的苦。
In his book, the Second Corinthians, chapter 11, it records a lot of things that Paul was suffering.
被鞭打。
So he was whipped.
被石头砸。
He was a stone.
掉在深海里边。
He was thrown into the water, in the sea.
经常不得吃不得喝。
He was hungry, no food.
他要受人的陷害。
And also people are put him in danger.
保罗之所以在这边提到他为他们受苦。
There's a reason why Paul mentioned his suffering here.
是让他们知道保罗是身先士卒。
Because he wants to tell the Christian there that he has experienced all these sufferings.
他已经经历了很多的属灵征战。
He experienced a lot of spiritual, Spiritual struggle.
所以呢，这边呢，保罗深知他所受的苦是为基督受苦。
So Paul understands that what he suffered is he suffered for Jesus.
我们在24节后半段说，保罗所受的苦是要补满基督患难的缺陷。
So at the end of the verse 24.He suffered because there's a reason for it.
但是那个呢，听起来让我们感觉好像说基督受的苦不够，保罗再多受一点，把这个苦呢填满了。
It looks like Paul is not suffered enough, so he wants to suffer more.
所以比较费解。
So it's hard to understand him.
我们看简明圣经，或者是 New Life Translation， 把这翻译的比较，就是更容易懂一点。
So if you read the other translation of the Bible, it'd be more easy to understand what does it mean.
我为你们受苦倒觉得高兴，因为我乐意分担基督为他的身体，就是教会安在忍受的苦难。
So the other translation means that I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the suffering of Christ that continue for his body, the truth.
因为我们根据《使徒行传》第九章第三节
，Because according to the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 3, it said,
扫罗行路将到大马色，忽然从天上发光，四面照着他，他就扑倒在地，听见有声音对他说：“扫罗，扫罗，你为什么逼迫我？”他说：“主啊，你是谁？”主说：“我就是你所逼迫的耶稣。”
So in the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 3, it said, as he Paul near Damascus on his journey, suddenly a light from heaven flashed around him. He fell into the ground and heard a noise say to him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you, Lord? Saul asked. I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting.
所以逼迫基督徒就等于逼迫耶稣。
So when you persecute Christian, mean you are persecuting the Lord Jesus.
所以这两个翻译让我们更直接的明白基督保罗所受的苦是为基督。
So these two translations, you can understand that when you suffer, you are suffering for Christ.
但这个经文里面确确实实有一个填满这样一个字。
But in this word, there's a word called
就是 fill up.
There's a word to fill up in the word, to fill up in the words.
Suffering. 所以呢，如果详细的讲，那么这一句话呢，可能和当时的一些教义有关，以及这个教义境界也在有一定的关系。这个教义就是弥赛亚的祸患。
So, the words here means there's some truth about what they learn from their faith.
就是基督一直教导我们，在末世会有很多的征战。
This is talk about the Messiah wars. That means at that time, the Christian will be persecuted, suffer.
基督徒会因为政治的原因、经济的原因、宗教的原因受到逼迫。
So at that time, the Christian will be persecuted, suffer because of political reason, religious reason, or economic reason.
这就是末世的苦难。
So this is the suffering at the end times.
我们虽然在北美相对好一点，但在很多的地方，借着基督徒受到很多的迫害。
Now, we are the fortunate one in North America, and if you look at other Christians in other part of the country, they suffer a lot.
另外一个就是这个末日的苦难是有一定数量的。
And then talk about the suffering at the end, there's a quantity, quantified.
启示录六章十一节说，是有悲衣赐给他们个人，又有话对他们说，还要安息片时，等着一同做仆人的和他们弟兄，也向他们被杀满足了数目。
So in the book of Revelation, chapter 6, verse 11, it said, then each of them was given a white robe, and they were told to wait a little longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brother and sister, were killed.Just as they have been.
我们知道保罗写这个书信的时候，他是在罗马监狱里面。
So, you know that when Paul wrote this letter, he was in the prison in Rome.
这个书信是写在腓立比书之前。
This book was written before he wrote the book of Philippians.
等到写腓立比书的时候，他已经知道他被无罪释放。
Because when he wrote the book of Philippians, he thought that he will be released.
但这个时候呢，他还在等待的审判。
But at that time, at that point, he was still waiting for to go to court for.
可能会被判死刑。
Or maybe he will be put to death penalty. Receive the death penalty.
所以这是苦难。
So this is the suffering that Paul is talking about.
那另外一个就是这个苦难呢？和耶稣的苦难有什么样的区别呢？我们是耶稣的苦难可以让我们所有的人都能够借着相信他进入神的国度，这个是完完全全的。
So what's the difference between the suffering that we have and the suffering that Jesus Christ has? Jesus' suffering is what he is himself, one for all, that he saved the mankind.
但我们信主以后依然有苦难。
But after we become a Christian, we still have suffering.
就像《使徒行传》，耶稣跟保罗讲的，我也要指示他， 为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
Just like in the books of Acts chapter 9 verse 16 said, I will show him how much he must suffer for my name.
当我们现今门刀也是为了行善处。
So today, when we are called to be a Christian, sometimes we still suffer.
所以因着这样的原因，我们现今依然处在苦难当中，这个苦难是有一定时限的。
So we know that, so why we still have suffering, but we know that suffering is a limited test. It's not all the time.
所以这三点促成保罗讲说，他是在弥补基督患难缺陷，就是我们走一个成圣的道路。
So this Paul said that he is walking into holiness sanctification. He suffered.
另外他提出说，他为他们受苦，他反倒高兴，为什么呢？
So Paul said, I suffer, he's still joyful. Why?
这里面透出一个他对将来基督国度的一个盼望。
So he's expecting the kingdom in the future.
因着我们在世上的苦难，在基督国度里面会给他很多的奖赏。
Because suffering in the world, we will going to receive a lot of reward.
所以他会高兴。
That's the reason he is joyful.
他轻看现今的苦难。
So he is not paying too much attention for the suffering you're receiving at the present moment.
下面我们讲保罗如何尽心尽力传扬基督。
So now we can talk about how he is going to proclaim the Lord's name.
这个奥秘，他称为这个福音是一个奥秘。
Paul mentioned that the gospel was a mystery.
这个奥秘在旧约时代向历代的先知是隐藏的。
This mystery was hidden during the Old Testament to those the prophets.
但是在旧约时代，基督是隐藏的。
In the Old Testament, the Christ is hidden.
救恩主要是针对以色列的。
The salvation is only for the Jews.
当我们谈到旧约里面，就是说神的使者做这做那。
So when in the Old Testament we talk about the servant of the Lord, they do this and do that.
那很像我们新约时代基督所做的所说的。
This is according to what in the New Testament said Christ, what he is doing for us.
但他没有明说，他是隐藏的。
But it's not really clear, but it's a mystery, a hidden.
在新约时代，基督来了，道成肉身。
But in the New Testament, when Christ came, become flesh.
明明白白对我们讲，他是神的儿子。
And he clearly stated that he is the Son of Man.
天国的门是为每一个人敞开的。
And the heavenly door is open for everyone.
为巴人和以色列人可以成为一个新人。
All the people, either the Jews or the Gentiles, they can go to kingdom.
这就是说向我们显明了。
So that's the reason that Christ revealed the mystery to all of us.
他是说他也为这个做了为巴人使者要将这个福音穿的全备。
So Paul said, he is being the servant of the Gentile, so the gospel can be preached to them perfectly.
穿的全备，一个就是我们穿福音，必须讲人的罪。
So that means when you talk about the gospel, you have to talk about our sins.
必须讲基督十字架的救恩。
And you have to talk about salvation on the cross.
如果不讲对，这个福音就不全面。
So when you are talking about sin,
如果
Salvation is not perfect.
如果不讲一点，那么这个人永远也会堕落。
When you're not talking about grace, the man is always in sin.
但是在这个上下文中，更主要是讲保罗受呼召，他要一生至死忠心，永远传这个福音。
But for this gospel to Paul, he has to be faithful to preach the truth of the gospel.
我们说这个奥秘。就是显明的这个基督这个福音奥秘是非常荣耀的。
When you talk about the mystery, you talk about the gospel, it's very glorious and it's rich.
是最美好的。
It's perfect, it's the best.
而且这个荣耀是非常非常的丰富的。
The glorious is very richest.
这就是我们现今的光景。
This is our status.
神改了我们生命。
God gave us new life.
这个生命是丰丰富富的。
This life is abundant.
这是我们活不出来。
But we cannot live it out.
所以这是神给我们的恩典。
This is what God gave us is a grace.
给我们好的。
He gave us the best.
给我们很多的。
He gave us a lot.
不像是我们人世间。
Not like this, like this world.
我给你一点好处。
I give you some benefit.
但是就一点点。
But that's a little bit.
之后就没了。
And then that's all.
所以说我们要知道神给我们的这奥秘这福音是何等的丰盛。
So we know that the mystery, the gospel that God gave us is very abundant and rich.
就像将你一个饥饿的人带到海鲜巴菲一样。
Just like we take you to a buffet to have buffet, all you can eat.
随便吃。
You can eat whatever you like.
螃蟹、龙虾、深海鱿鱼，你随便吃。
You can eat crab legs, you can eat lobster, you can whatever you like, you can eat.
不是只进一次哦。
Not just once.
你随时都可以进去哦。
Anytime you can go to that buffet place and eat.
这是神给我们的恩典。
This is what God gave us.
所以我们的盼望。
So our hope.
就是现今借着圣灵住在我们心里边的耶稣基督。
Is that Christ lives in us, in our heart. That is our.
这就是加拉太书二章二节说。如今我活着是住在我里边的耶稣基督。
This is what the Galatians said. Now I live that Christ lives in me.
不是为我而活，是为基督而活。
I don't live for myself, but I live for Christ.
因为他是我们的盼望。
Because Christ is our hope.
因为我们的生活就是靠我们的盼望。
Because our life is full of hope.
如果你知道没有明天，你今天肯定没有精神起来。
If you don't have hope, you won't live to tomorrow.
两眼会呆滞无光。
And you are in the darkness.
如果你知道明天有盼望。
But if you know that you have hope tomorrow, for tomorrow.
你会开足马力。开足马力。
You will
full speed.
You will full speed to live on.
做各种各样的事情。
To do all things that you can do.
所以基督就是我们的盼望。
That's the reason Christ is our hope.
他是永恒的。
Because he is also eternal. Eternity.
它是不变的。
He never change.
不像我们生活当中的盼望。
Not like most of you, your hope in your life.
此刻很高兴，下一刻就没了，就希望就没了。
You're happy when you have food, but maybe next time you don't have food.
最近那个足球赛最近。
I look at the World Cup recently.
一脚球进去了。
When you kick the ball.
非常高兴。
Oh, the people are so happy.
队员抱着一起互相庆祝。
Everybody hold each other because you get a goal.
那边说等一等，等一等。
And then the other says, wait a minute.
高科技高密度摄像头一回放。
And with the high tech, we look back the video.
你的肩膀越位了。
Because you are,
你的肩胛骨越位了。
Because you are, what do you call it? I know.
收的。
I know, but what's the rule that you are,
越
位。You know the rule that you cannot
It's offside, right?
You're offside. You're offside.
You're 你球不算。
So the goal doesn't count.
那个就没指望了。
So they don't have hope.
还指望就这一球赢了。
But before they, when they kick the ball, they win the game.
这就是人世界的变化，非常之快。
This is a big change in our life. This suddenly changed.
但基督的是盼望是永恒的。
But we know that the hope of in Christ is eternal, eternity.
所以我们要提醒，我们要努力传福音，使每个人都有盼望。
So that's the reason why a Christian has to preach the gospel to others so that they can hope. They have hope.
我们要尽心竭力传扬基督。
We have to preach the gospel. Part.
这边说传扬他是用多般的智慧。
And in this verse it says we have to use all kinds of wisdom to preach the gospel.
那传扬呢？他补充解释，这个是劝解，这个是教导。
When you preach the gospel, you're talking about you are. Oh. Ask people to repent, to comfort people, and teach them to change.
这就是你不要做什么事情，不要做什么事情。
That means teach them that don't do these kind of wrong things anymore.
教导你要做如何如何。
And teach them what they should do.
那目的就是让我们每一个人在基督里面成熟，每一个人在基督里完结，到达神的面前。
The reason is so we can be mature to come in front of God.
所以这个就类似于我们说，你那个交通灯亮，在红灯面前你要停下来。
So this is just like the traffic light, the red light and the green light. When you see the red, means you have to stop.
绿灯才可以行走.
When you see the green light, then you can.
所以这个提醒我们每一个人都要接受劝解，接受教导.
So that's the reason everyone has to be received teaching.
迈向成熟.
So that we can be spiritual maturity.
不要永远做婴儿.
So we cannot be baby all the time.
那保罗呢，也是一生为此劳苦.
This is the life of Paul for the gospel.
所以他这边是劳苦和兢兢业业是忍耐的两个动词在希腊文里面.
So in the Greek, labor and wholehearted, they are two words together.
而且他确实是辛苦.
To describe that Paul is very dedicated and hardworking.
他之所以能这样辛苦，能够忍受辛苦，
the reason that he can endure all this suffering,
是因为神在他里边有这个大能。
Because God is in him, give him the power to do that.
也就是保罗靠着基督的力量，靠着基督的盼望，一生劳苦尽心竭力。
So Paul is depending on the Christ's strength and power, so he can keep on doing.
那么下一段经文就是他针对哥罗西教会的弟兄姊妹，他提出一些具体的盼望和希望。
So the next paragraph is talking about how practically Paul is teaching the church to grow.
希望他们的心被安慰。
So that they can be comforted.
爱心互相联络。
They can love each other, connect to each other.
从这个语法的角度来讲这句话， grammar。
If you read this sentence in grammar,
我们在一个群体当中,
so in a group,
我们只有彼此相爱,
we have to love each other,
我们每个人心才会得到安慰, 得到平稳,
and you will receive a comfort and peace.
相反的, 如果彼此之间没有相爱, 都是拒绝, 抱怨,
so if the group cannot love each other, reject each other, then you will not receive this kind of peace and comfort.
你都有多大的信心，你心也得不到安慰，得不到平静。
Even though you have great faith, you will not receive this peace and comfort.
所以我们在一个群体当中，必须以相爱、彼此接纳、彼此包容为中心点。
So that's the reason in the group we have to love each other, respect each other, and connect to each other.
另外，让提到他们，让他们在悟性中有充足的信心。
And then Paul mentioned that they should have understanding and confidence.
就是让他们相信基督，相信的明明白白。
So they have to understand what do they believe in Christ.
而且这个信心是非常的富足，非常的丰富。
And this kind of faith is very abundant and rich.
这样才能够抵挡各种花言巧语，各种思潮的攻击和引诱。
In that case, you can avoid all the false teaching from others.
让他们真知道神的奥秘就是基督。
So that they understand that the mystery of God is Christ itself.
这里边第二章第三节这句话非常之优美和重要。做的确的一切智慧知识都在它里边藏着。
So Paul wrote in verse 3, that in home are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge.
因为当地的异端邪说，都说基督不够，基督是很好，但是它不够，我们必须要加上其他的东西。
Because at that time, I just mentioned that they mentioned that Christ is good, but it's not enough.
这边保罗说， 一切的智慧知识，这边智慧和知识同一个意思， 一切的东西，所有的东西都在基督里边。
But Paul mentioned that here, all the treasures are in Christ.
因为在15节到23节那边刚刚讲过， 基督创造了宇宙，他统管宇宙， 基督带领人进入神的国度， 哎，引导人走成圣的道路。
So in his book, verse 15 to 25, he talked about because of Christ, he created everything through him, by him. So we have all from him.
在这样的基础上，我们就能够辨认、抵挡各种思潮。
So because of this, we can avoid all the false teaching.
我们今天的思潮也很多。
But similar today,
最主要就是自由主义思潮。
Today is the freedom that we have.
那自由主义极端到一个什么程度呢？认为圣经里面这些神迹，那都是神话。
So people mentioned that, well, because I have freedom, I don't believe that all the miracles in the Bible.
就是历史上没有发生过。
I mean, those things did not happen in the history, in the past.
别把它当真。
But you guys treat it as real.
那还有一种就是一种常见现象，就是说对一段经文或者一本书你怎么读可以，每个人有每个人的理解。
Some people say, well, because I have freedom, I can interpret this book by myself.
没有一个对错之分。
So there's no real truth, there's no right and wrong.
这些思潮会慢慢的侵蚀到我们的弟兄姊妹。
So this kind of freedom of thinking in mind will influence, impact our faith.
使我们的思维潜移默化的受到影响。
So our faith will be impacted. Will be impacted.
所以我们要非常之小心。
So we have to be very careful.
保罗不光传福音，他对哥罗西教会、老底家教会都非常的关心。
Paul not just preaching the gospel in that area, he loved the churches there.
常常为他们祷告。
He prayed for the church.
为他们感恩。
He gave thanks for the church.
但是最后的机会，他知道说他们有秩序，他们坚固稳定。
But Paul know that the church has orders and they have to continue.
因为这两个是用于军队打仗的两个词。
Because Paul is using a military term.
就是从一个角度，就是他们兄弟严明。
In other words, they just like the army, they have to be self-disciplined.
也就是哥罗西教会从属灵的角度来讲，就像一个市场军队一样，他们可以打仗，他们可以打胜仗。
So Paul just mentioned that the church of Galatians, just like the military, they can go to war and they can win the war.
所以想到这儿的时候，保罗非常的欢喜高兴。
So when Paul think about this, he was so joyful.
所以一开始保罗为众教会受苦而高兴。
The first when Paul said he would suffer, but he has a joy.
他也为教会能够站立得住而高兴。
He also really joyful because the church can stand firm.
所以我们知道做基督徒苦难是必然的。
So as being a Christian, we know understand that suffering is part of our life.
但因着盼望，我们苦难中要喜乐。
But because of suffering, for our faith, we have the joy.
我们能够深知基督的奥秘，能够分辨是非，传扬基督。
Through the mystery of Christ, we know our Lord Jesus.
我们要努力迈向真主。
So we have to keep move forward.
上个礼拜天完了以后呢，我去那个 Black Rock, 就是费雷达菲亚那边附近，参加我们几个牧者的退休会。
Last Sunday after the church, I went to Philadelphia Black Rock Bank for the pastor retreat.
在那呢，遇到两个就是巴尔的摩，一个是进行文的，一个是街头布道家，两个。
And I met two ministers. One is they are from Baltimore.
我们在这边和他们一起用午餐、交通。
So we have lunch together, chair.
晚上呢，也和他们一起在这边唱圣诗。
In the evening, we sing song hymns together.
那么这个特别是他两人，这两人他们做什么呢？他们在巴尔的摩最危险的地方，哪危险？他们去呢？
This photo showed that two ministers they went to the most dangerous part of Baltimore City. This is what they do there.
他们所做的真是说我们难以想象的。
What they do, we cannot imagine what they did in the city of Baltimore.
你们知道我们的又是今年夏天也去过那个就是 homeless 那个。教会旁边给他们送吃的。
But you know that this summer our youth went to Baltimore, city of Baltimore to give homeless food lunch, right?
那么他们接触的也是就是吸毒的。
But these two ministers, they deal with the people that have drugs.
曾经那个偷盗抢劫的。
But those people they have, they steal, they rob.
甚至接触年轻时候小时候曾经一些过失杀人的。
Or maybe the young people, they may kill somebody young.
整天就在街头上。
They were on the street.
给他们传福音。
But these two ministers, they went there to share the gospel with these people.
跪在地上，这个叫 Marvin。
The person that knelt on the floor is
Marvin.
Marvin.
嗯 ，Marvin.
Marvin. His name is Marvin. The person knelt.
他的外祖父是这个牧师。
His grandfather is a pastor.
他妈妈也是基督徒。
His mother is also a Christian.
从小叫他要去教会，要读经，要祷告，要信基督，但他不信。
Yeah, but he never became a Christian, even though his mother and grandfather teach him all the gospel or the church thing. He never accept Christ.
这是自己成年成老家。
Until he got married, when he grew up, got married.
结婚第六年的时候，他们已经到三次证实是离婚。
After he got married for 6 years and they went through 3 divorces.
但是因为某种原因，就是没离了。
But for some reason, they never divorced, even though they want to.
这第三次他们走到家庭崩溃的边缘的时候。
So at the third time when the family was almost destroyed.
马敏又翻开圣经。
At that time, he opened the Bible.
神的灵光照他了。
God's Spirit showed him.
他要接纳主。
So he received Christ.
他要改变。
He wanted to change.
那时候他信主了。
So at that time he became a Christian.
所以他太太说，你怎么能改变呢？我不相信你啊。
So his wife said, how can you change? I don't believe you.
但是后来看着他一点一点是变了。
But at that time when he changed from a little bit.
所以他们婚姻继续到现在是32年，反正比我，因为我们是30年，他比我长一点啊。
So their marriage continued to another 30 years now.
他也收养至少两个孩子。
He adopted 2 kids.
但是收养的孩子，其中一个孩子呢，现在在监狱里边。
But one of the kids that he adopted was in prison right now.
所以他为这个孩子迫切的祷告。
So he prayed for his son.
直至有一天，神跟他讲
，Till one day God told him,
不要只为你的孩子祷告。
Don't just pray for your son.
我为每一个孩子祷告。
To pray for every son.
我会带领你的孩子。
I will take care of your son.
你为我做事情。
You work for me.
不要担心你的孩子。
Don't worry about your own son.
但是他的孩子后来也信主了。
But later on, his son also became a Christian.
所以从那个时候起，他就全世界侍奉了。
So from that time on, he became a full-time ministry.
他跟很多的年轻人，很多的年轻人，又是青少年。
A lot of youth. He knows a lot of youth.
一对一的谈话。
They talk to him one-to-one.
交心。交心就是
communicate with those young people.
所以很多孩子读也跟他讲那个掏心窝子的话，就是。
So a lot of young people like to talk to him, share with him.
他知道很多年轻人那种心中那种积怨，那种无方向感。
He understands the young people's life. They don't have direction.
也帮助很多年轻人。
So he helped with a lot of young people.
所以我们身边有很多的人。
So a lot of people around us.
依然在为主大发热心。
To serve the Lord.
所以我们也当尽心尽力传扬主福音。
So, this gives us a very good example that we have to proclaim God's name.
所以希望我们的教会是一个能够影响社区的教会。
So this is our church mission, to become a group of Jesus Christ disciples who can influence the community and live the life of Christ with the much fruit of the Holy Spirit.
也希望我们每一个人真是按照神的教训，接纳基督就是唯一的财宝，唯一的保障。
So and also this is our church mission, following the Bible, make disciples who deny themselves, take up the cross, follow the Lord, and bear good fruit.
像保罗一样，在十字架的道路上尽心尽力传扬基督。
Just like Paul, follow his example, continue to preach the gospel to people,
让更多的人得到这个奥秘。得到基督，得到盼望。
So that most more people can understand the mystery, receive Christ, change the love.
好，我们做一个结束祷告。
And we end with a prayer, please.
亲爱的父神，我们感谢您一步步带领我们。
Father, we give thanks because you guide us step by step.
我们在这生活当中有这样那样的缺点和软弱。
Even though we are weak in our life,
求主刚强我们。
He asks that you strengthen us.
赦免我们。
Forgive.
让我们成为您的精兵。
So that we can be a good soldier.
让我们成为您训练有素当中的一员，
so that we can be trained and serve you，
为主做见证，
this for you，
宣扬主名，
to proclaim your name，
主啊，我们知道你已经得胜，
because you are a victory Lord，
让我们在得胜的道路上奋勇前进，
we can continue the path journey in victory，
荣耀归给天上父，
glory to Heavenly Father，
祷告奉耶稣基督的名
义。阿门，
阿门。好，谢谢大家。